Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're talking about customer loyalty in the service department. We do all manner of things, learning how to sell, learning what buyers' needs are, how to overcome objections. We do all manner of things to acquire the customer's business. But it doesn't do us any good if we don't keep it. The people that are doing the work of touching our customers, serving our customers, keeping them loyal to us, I call our heroes. And Harvard did a definitive study on customer loyalty in the industrial world across the United States in the late 80s, early 90s. They wrote a book called The Service Profit Chain. In that, they broke down customer loyalty, saying the critical element, the first and most important thing, was employee satisfaction and loyalty. And with that satisfaction and loyalty, those heroes, the people that serve our customers, deliver service value. That's the circumstance that brings the customer back and creates customer satisfaction and loyalty. And as long as you do that, you're going to end up having all of the sales and all of the profit that you could want. One of the dilemmas that we have is we have metrics for customer loyalty, but rarely do dealers measure it. We define and describe what that loyalty calculation needs to be in this class. And one of the things that came out of that Harvard study is that in our industry, the industrial distribution goods industry for distribution, they found that if our customers defect at 15% across the industry, which is what we have for our service department, and we can increase that retention by 5 points, taking it from 85 to 90% loyalty, that will improve the profitability of the business by 45%. There's nothing that we do that can deliver that kind of an improvement in our profitability. The trick is, increasing customer loyalty isn't that easy. We have to know what it is that they need and want. We have to understand their perspective on what their perception on what our service really is. I hope this overview has helped you a little bit better understand what we offer in this class, and I look forward to talking with you about another subject-specific class in the near future. Mahalo.